This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. Brand new, not full week for Sabres Live. We did that last week. We could only handle so much, Marty, but we are on for, a little 2-day cameo?
4 out of 5 days.
Little break.
We're taking Wednesday off. It's Bill's opening a camp, and I think Brendan Bean's talking at noon, so When Bill's Live's going to carry that, and so Wednesday we're off, but we'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Nice. Which, Duffer?
Yes.
I want to start the show by, you said brand new week. I think I should open up a brand new Instagram account. I have Plowmaster 43.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you losing followers on that front?
I don't know that I'm gaining or losing. It's just, it's there. It exists, but it's in a separate, like, universe, right? But Yesterday I played Plumber 43. Listen, what I thought was going to take me an hour took me 4.5 hours and about 5 trips to the hardware store. I got it figured out. Now, I don't know that any plumber would say, this is well done, but I got to the end product. And I'm thinking Wednesday may be another one of those days where I need to fix one of the sink and, you know, redo the underneath. So I may get to that point as well. So Plumber 43 was on hand yesterday.
What room were you doing the plumbing in?
So technically the basement, so underneath the kitchen, like, you know, all the sinks go into one and then it goes across. The problem is when the basement was finished, it goes from one side of the house to the other side to go into the big pipe. And then that goes to like the septic and all of that. But the problem is that it bows down in the middle. Mm-hmm. So over time, there's a lot of stuff that accumulates in the pipe and then the pipe blocks. So to make sure that it doesn't happen, at the end, the last like 10 feet, I had to disconnect it from the main pipe, reconnect it, but lower so that it keeps going down in a slope all the way in. But now I'm dealing with like water lines that are in the way, air ducts that are in the way, gas lines that are in the way. So I'm going like here, then it goes down a little bit under. It can't be 2-inch pipes all the way through because it doesn't fit in one area. So I had to go down to 1.5-inch pipes. So I had to have a connector for that. And then it got to make a 90 degrees to the left and in. Oh, I mean, I got it done, but yeah.
How are you even on the show today, still smiling as always? This is ridiculous. Like,
the worst part of it all, Duffer.
Can you tell? Like, I am like, I don't even know how I'm like high anxiety here. Like,
my daughter Emily said that. She goes, Dad, when you play Plumber, I have high anxiety because I said, don't use the sink in the kitchen. Right now, the pipe is not connected to anything, it basically would run right down to the floor. So sure enough, right? So because the pipe was plugged a little bit. So I'm going in with a big piece of wooden stick and I'm kind of digging in, and then it comes out. I've got a tote on top of a ladder. So it kind of runs into there. So it doesn't have a good smell, right? You're thinking about food disposal, garbage disposal, and all that. It runs through there. So I'm able to kind of clear it out. It clears out in there. I walk away from that room just to hear bung, ba-dung, bung, bung, the tote, which had about 2 inches of water in it and all the yuck stuff, fell off the ladder, splashed all over the floor, the cement floor in that room. It's like a utility room, but still.
Still.
I'm like, shoot. Now I go upstairs and get, first of all, I put like rubber gloves, like the yellow rubber gloves. And I'm like, now I'm going to have to clean that up. Oh, it wasn't good. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, no, this is not good.
So is there any video evidence of this at Plumber43 on Instagram?
No video evidence, because I don't want the any local inspectors to come in and review the work. It's working. It may not pass inspection anymore, but it's working.
So what were your 5 trips back to the hardware store? What pieces did you have to keep?
I had to get like a 5-foot, 2-inch pipe, PVC pipe, because I was just going to cut it. Oh, and first I went to get a pipe cutter, like those things that you kind of push and it that's great.
Any blowtorches involved in yesterday's work?
No blowtorches involved in that one. It's not like a high pressure, like water line. It's basically where the sink goes.
A drain line.
Yeah, it's fine. And then, so I had that, and then I had to get a couple of connectors. Then it wasn't really working properly, so I had to get a 1.5-inch pipe. Then I had to go get another connector. Then I ran out of paper towel. I had to go get more paper towels. So yeah, so it was the 5 trips there. And every time I went, I felt like if people get too close to me, they're probably gonna say, he's smelling a little bit odd today. Like I was a little worried. I had my fingers were glued because of some of the glue that you put in the PVC pipe for the fitting. My fingers had all that gunk on. It was a bit of a disaster.
Well, amazing. Monday is like a brand new start.
So it was
for
the
you.
Best and the worst of the weekend all put in because
put into it, one, you got it done. Yeah.
It got it done. So,
well,
but yeah.
I mean, other than the water factor, albeit dirty, that's about as, you know, it's about the only connection to our team of the day, the Ducks. And I'm not sure they'd want to be playing in that water, but you know, we're starting. I mean, what is it, July 21st? It may seem early to start doing team of the day, but there are 32 teams. And
we started July 22nd last year. I still have my Ducks sheet from last year.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. July 22nd, 2024, Anaheim Ducks. It was the team of the day.
Wow. Okay. Well, where do you want to start? The Sabres sweeping the season series last year?
I changed the way that I'm doing this. Because last year I put down the Sabres results and whatever. I'm like, I don't really want to go back and look at the... Because they had gone 0-2 the year prior against Anaheim. Right. Well, yeah, they did do much better, but it also they came back from the West Coast to have a bit of a bad return home, right? That's when the losing streak happens. So I let's start with what are the Anaheim Ducks, because they're a team that went from 59 points to 80 points. They jumped up 21 points last year.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a playoff team? Is Anaheim a playoff team?
Well, not last year.
No, coming up this year, like moving ahead.
I don't think you can
answer that just yet.
Well, no, because of everything that, like, so the answer was no, obviously, and it's still no now, I think, based on a lot of things. This is a really, there are so many things that are important. And everything is relatable here, right? Like we were talking almost every day about the Sabres and their quest to end their playoff drought. The Ducks are in a 7-year playoff drought. They have been basically the worst offensive team in the NHL each of the last 3 years. Their special teams were terrible despite a 21-point improvement in the standings last year. And before you blurt it out, I want to go a little deeper real quick on the big money man now, Dostal in goal.
Yes.
We talked in generalities about his good season, and then it slipped in the second half.
Yep.
Up until like the first 3 months of the year, October, November, December, he was 500 with a 272 goals against and a 914 save percentage.
And led the league in goal save above expectation at that point. It was number one.
From New Year's on, he remained a 500 goaltender, but with a 3.41 and an 893. And then when they were technically still in the race, albeit not 100% compared to how the other teams were going, but in the final month of the season, when they still had an outside chance to make noise, Dostal went 4-7-2 with a 3.89 and an 8.76. So it just kept getting worse. When you look at his games, the number of times he had 4, 5, or 6 goals against. And again, this is not necessarily on Dostal. It gets harder and harder and harder as a year goes on, and you know your team can't score, right? And then the pressure amps up that you're kind of in a race because as they approached the final quarter of the season, they were above 500, and they ended up losing their last 4 games of the year, and they never did get higher than a game above 500.
No.
All this is to say, like, it's all well and good that they've moved on from Gibson, moved on from Zegras. Dostal's the number one guy for the next half dozen years, but he's going to need a lot of help, and he's going to have to be an awful lot better himself.
So Dostal gets himself a 5-year deal at $6.5 million per year. Now, if you compare Dostal and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, if you wanted to say, hey, how can they be in comparables, right? So Luukkonen, before signing his contract last year, had played 100 career games. Well, Dostal has played 121. Mm-hmm. The numbers were probably similar. Like, career-wise, Luukkonen's at 306, 898. Dostal is 329, 902. So they're similar. But you know what? Like, Dostal gets $1.8 million more per year than Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. And I would have thought, like, Luukkonen got where he was or where he is by having this strong second half finish. Dostal was completely the opposite, as you just pointed out. And I'm still decided, no, you're our guy. Mm-hmm. You're our guy, and we're going to build with you. So we'll give you a 5-year deal at $6.5 million, and we're going to trade John Gibson. That is a huge gamble. Now, they did acquire Peter Mrazek, and they did go and get Ville Husso, so they've got a three-goalie depth type of situation in Anaheim that if Dostal doesn't play well, they may rely on Mrazek a little bit. But it's a big gamble to know that you didn't score a ton, and you were 23rd in goals against last year, but
That's better than
– it's not great. It's still 23rd.
It's still 23rd.
So you need to be much better than that.
Yeah. Their power play was dead last. Their penalty kill was 29th. You're inclined sometimes when storytelling about a team to say, well, it was partly due to this and it was partly, and it's true. I mean, all parts add up to what those final numbers are. You could be fair in saying they still had an incredibly young defense corps. I mean, they still have four of the six that are 24 and under in Lacombe, Hellison, Minchikov, and Zellweger. They added the veterans, obviously, in recent times.
With Gudas
and Trouba. Now they moved their longest serving one in Fowler to St. Louis, but Trouba and Gudas are entering their final years now. They'll be UFAs barring extensions. Quenneville is the coach. Verbeek's been at this with the Ducks since, you know, February 2022. Zegras is gone. Gibson is gone. Cronin is gone. Where is the biggest change likely to happen for this Anaheim team to give them a chance? Yes, they were active on the trade front, bringing in Chris Kreider. Mm-hmm. They were active in free agency with Mikael Granlund. Again, veteran forwards here. But how much more can they really boost the offensive total? Or do you see this now top nine as like, you know what, this is a pretty good top nine. Like, they're finally going to take an even bigger step here.
Well, they're hoping, and the offense is where it changes the most for me, right? Because they're hoping that they're going to get, like, starting massive production for guys like Cutter Gauthier, Leo Carlson, Mason McTavish, who still needs a contract. We've talked about that when it comes to maybe, you know, trades or, you know, offer sheets or whatever. Like, there could, that could happen. So if Anaheim doesn't have Mason McTavish, that leaves a big, big hole offensively. But a year ago, I had written down on my paper, they didn't do much. They added Fabry and Dumoulin and lost Mac Jones. That's basically what Anaheim did last summer. This summer, they added Kreider, added Granlund, added Ryan Poehling in the Trevor Zegras trade. They added Peter Mrazek. They've changed their identity, where for years it was, oh, Trevor Zegras plays for Anaheim. Oh, John Gibson plays for Anaheim. That's where it was. No, they moved away from those two. So it's very much now a team that has moved to a different group of people. Sonny Milano is not there anymore. Remember, Milano and Zegras were the holly hoop, right? The lacrosse goal in Buffalo. That's who they were. So it's going to be Troy Terry and Ryan Strome more as a depth type of figure now, despite the fact that Terry led the team in points last year, but it was only 55 points.
Pretty good chance Terry's still going to lead the team.
Yeah, but they went from 60 points the year before, and that was, I believe, that was Vetrano with 60 points the year before and right. Terry with 55 last year. They don't have an 80-point guy. They don't have a 90-point guy.
This is what happens when you are the third worst offensive team in each of the last three seasons. You're not going to have, you know, huge numbers, but
22 goals was McTavish. They don't have a 25 goal scorer. They didn't have a 30 goal scorer,
but it was still McTavish's best season, and he's on the rise, and he's likely to get close to that 6.5 to 7 million figure when the deal gets done, because the club still has 21.4 million in cap space. But no matter how you slice, and maybe I'm interested most in how you would slice the top nine here, Cutter Gauthier, all rookie team last year.
Yes.
Leo Carlson going into his third season. And I mean, people love, for good reason, Leo Carlson. He's only been playing 16 minutes a night. Like, this next jump here, depending on who he plays with and his potential impact, it may come down to Carlson. Like, if he elevates into star status, 80 points or more, playing 18 to 19 minutes a night, That could be exactly what they're looking for. So Gauthier, Carlson, Terry, Vetrano, McTavish, Killorn, Kreider, Strome, Granlund. Now, I don't think Granlund plays that deep. I think he's going to, because of his versatility, wing and center, I think he's going to slot up and almost always be in the top six for whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, they have potential here, do they not?
I think they have potential. Now, I kind of have it drawn out a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. I do have Kreider and Granlund more in my top six, and that's why I have Strome and Troy Terry maybe a little bit lower, just because you're like, hey, we're changing our DNA. We're changing the dynamic of how we're going to play. We're going to play three lines, and everybody's going to be able to produce. It won't just be one line or our top six. But I'm looking at Carlson. Look, Leo Carlson was interesting last year because he went to the Four Nations face-off with Team Sweden, and when he returned, he was a different player. He played much better, produced much better in the second half after the Four Nations face-off than he did early in the year. Young player, it's understandable. You go to one of those events, you get some energy, you learn, you put it in practice, boom, it goes. It didn't help Anaheim winning more games. That's the problem, right? But I do see Carlson and Cutter Gauthier play together. I see McTavish probably in the middle with maybe Kreider and Granlund. Like, I see their top nine having pieces that can move around. And now Joel Quenneville finds himself in a position that Cronin wasn't in, where he can mix and match the top three personnel, the top nine personnel, right? So that, to me, is better for Anaheim. I'm a big fan of Chris Kreider. I do feel like Kreider is going to go in and definitely help their power play and their production at 5-on-5 if he stays healthy. Mm. That's a big question mark. If Chris Kreider can stay healthy, then he'll help. If not, they're going to be in trouble because they're going to have to find some offense somewhere else.
Well, there's also, you know, who pushes in training camp. Mm-hmm. Beckett Seneca, was third overall pick,
yeah,
right? 2 years ago. I mean, if you sprinkle him into the mix, like let's just say like Killorn, even though he's still close to 20 goal, what if Killorn becomes a fourth liner on this team, right? Sure. Like what if Beckett Seneca, who scored 50 goals in total last year in 74 games, regular season and playoffs in the OHL, mm-hmm. Like what if he makes a push? Like to me, then I look at, wow, even more skill here. Now, granted, you'd have 21-year-old Gauthier and Carlson will turn 21 in season and you would be really young, but they've got, I don't know. They've like got both ends of the spectrum here. Like they have a lot of 30s wild card.
Like they could be, a wild card. And I'm not just talking about a wild card playoff spot, a bit of a wild card out West. That's going to scramble things. They were six in the Pacific. Like right. You're looking at that division, right? The Pacific mm-hmm. division with Vancouver, Seattle, LA, the Oilers, Calgary. Like there's a lot of teams in there that can make some moves. But Leo Carlson, just a quick tag here, 29 points in his last 31 games. Mm-hmm. Like that is, if Leo Carlson gets you 70 points this year, like Anaheim is going to be really in a good spot.
Well, that's why I mentioned 80, because if he goes up to star level, and that's pretty much what we're talking about, a point a game. I would say this, like, I'm just double checking here unless you have it, but I would assume that with his strong finish, that was in conjunction with a very strong finish from Cutter Gauthier.
I'm going to just find it here, but look, the strong finish to me, when it comes to Leo Carlson, again, didn't translate in wins or losses because they were the same. They were 500 team. They weren't no better. They were not in a better place. And maybe that's because they started giving up way too many goals. Carter Gauthier in his last, let's just say here.
He was pretty close to those numbers.
He was very close to those numbers in probably the last 30 games. I mean, all together in a season, he still had 44 points, right? Mm-hmm. 20 of them goals. Yep. I said that McTavish had 22 goals and led the way. Carter Gauthier in his last 33 at 24 points. So it was a little less, but the production matches, right? Gauthier
and he looked, Carlson to together. Me, he was the noticeable threat as the season wore on. He became the guy for me to watch. So how much more does he benefit from having Kreider and from having Granlund? So that we often default to, you know, give us more goals. The Ducks may be the team that has to be their mantra. They
eight goals in his last 16
everything
games.
Else, whatever. Like I like some of their young defensemen. I like their goalie. They have to score.
8 goals in his last 16 games, Carter Gauthier had. So that is a pace for 40, right? 8 on 16, that's 41 on 82. I don't think he gets to 40 this year. But even if he went from 20 to 30, mm-hmm. and Leo Carlson was close to a point a game, and then all of a sudden Mason McTavish goes from 22 to 30. Like you're all of a sudden adding 20, 25 goals, 30 goals. Yeah. Can your defense be better? And then you're looking at your division once again. Who else is going to be coming out of that division? Who's behind you? San Jose is behind Anaheim. Seattle is probably behind Anaheim. But who else is going to fall off in that division? It's going to be tough. You're going to have to really break that door down.
Agreed. What happens with McTavish?
I think he signs. I think he'll sign in Anaheim. I think teams know that there's no point of giving him an offer sheet right now. Anaheim has all the space, and it basically helps the Anaheim Ducks. They're going to match mm-hmm. whatever. I think he'll sign, but I'm thinking we're going to see that September.
What does he become then once he signs? Does he go from 50, low 50s to over 70?
I think he goes to 70 to 75 points this year. But when he signs, their highest paid forward is Mikael Granlund. So at $7 million a year, So when Carter Gauthier signs, does he jump up over $7 million? That's the question right now. I think yes. I think you got Carter Gauthier and you're going to be at over $7 million, in my opinion.
Who scored Buffalo's game winning goals against Anaheim last year?
Oh, no peeking. Well, I won't look too far. I'll say like Tage Thompson.
Okay. For the guy who has the memory of all memories, the fact you're not remembering Jiří Kulik's first ever overtime winner.
That's right. In the slot there.
And then, as you mentioned, though, that was the capper of a great road trip and things turned dramatically after that the wrong way. The victory in Buffalo by the same score, but not in overtime, 3-2, featured the last ever goal as a Sabre by this player. And it was the game winner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last ever goal by this player in Buffalo. I want to say Connor Clifton just because.
Well, it's Henry Jokihari.
Oh, okay. So like one that got traded, and yes. Oh yeah, Henry scored. That was a that's the shot where we're just short on MSG. Bill Whipper has an amazing, amazing picture of this because Dostal went reverse VH off the post. And he pushed the net back, allowing the space for Jokiharju to go short side right beside the ears.
And you were all over it right from the start.
Yeah, we illustrated it because of the goal line and the above view and everything.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Great. So, I love, this is why I love Team of the Day, because we go back and revisit some of those things that maybe we forgot throughout the year. And you reminded me of that, Henry. Well, the Cooley goal was incredible because it was a 2-on-0, right? That Tuck and was it Power that was with him and they missed and then Cooley came around and got the goal. But that one from Jokiharju was pretty special.
This year, Buffalo hosting Anaheim on January 10th. They are at Anaheim on March the 22nd. We may still sprinkle in some more Ducks talk as it pertains to... Oh, everything pertains to everything. That's all I will say. Like, don't just think, oh, today they're going to be talking about Boston or Colorado. Like, what does that have to do with Sabres? It's all... It helps put everything in context when yes. team building, age, expectations, contracts, all the rest of it. Plus, it's a great refresher right now after the chaos of relative chaos. Wasn't like the greatest free agency class of all time.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? It's a team reset for all 32. And I'm doing these now
and I'm circling what? Like, I'm not saying I expect, but I have this Colorado mentality. Last year, they started the season with Georgiev and Justus Annunen. Mm-hmm. And it was like, at one point, we may have to go somewhere else. So let's keep an eye on the goalies around the league that could be available. Like, if Anaheim doesn't start well, and you're mid-November, and there's maybe Peter Mrazek is available, a veteran goalie that can maybe come and help a team that's in need. Although the Sabres got Alex Lyon that could give you that same thing. But I think Mrazek is probably just another notch above that. So keep my eyes on Mrazek this year and Anaheim just for that reason.
Don't forget, they've got well-paid Ville Husso idling likely in San Diego, and we'll see what type of year
yes.
he puts in. And whether he threatens for a little bit more NHL time. We are already looking forward to September. Prospects Challenge rolls around. We've got Sabres Fan Fest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's returning to Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza Saturday, September 13th. Player appearances, games, activities, tons of stuff that is super interactive. Plus, Hockey Fest, which takes place right there on RJ Way on Perry Street. All participants take home a Sabres Hockey Fest t-shirt, receive a ticket offer for the regular season. Just check out sabres.com/fanfest to learn more today. Back after this on day one of the new week on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I wanted to introduce you to a special guest. That's going to make our next pick. Greg Mancy's his name.
Nice to meet everybody.
Greg had an unfortunate accident this year, but he's working his tail off. So what I thought we could do today is present him with a jersey hat, have him make our pick. So maybe we could all stand up and give him a special.
Pittsburgh trades Connor Timmins and Isaac Beliveau to the Buffalo Sabres.
And so what happens when you finalize a trade is it has to go through what's called Central Registry, and then that's what they'll call Mark, who's assistant general manager. Both sides get on the phone. Once the trade's approved, it's official.
With the 71st pick in the 2025 NHL Draft, the Buffalo Sabres are proud to select from Owen Sound, David Petkowski. Go Sabres.
Nice work. You nailed it.
Latest Sabres Embedded is out. It pertains to this year's draft and free agency. Behind the scenes with General Manager Kevin Adams in the front office as they, had, in your words, Marty, what kind of experience with Greg and conversely, what it was probably like for Greg to be included and have a role in this moment?
Oh, first of all, I mean, this kid is working so hard, Duffer. I just got a video from his dad about a couple of weeks ago and like walking. And obviously there's really learning to walk and it's a struggle and he does physical therapy all the time. And it was a bit of a freak accident. It wasn't a hit from behind. It was a hit from the front and his back went against the wall and it was a terrible, terrible injury, but great support from people of Buffalo, Western New York, they're from the Syracuse area. Alex Tuck announcing to Greg that, hey, you're going to make our pick. Like all of that, it's great. Some of those stories don't have the happier ending that Greg is able to live right now and his family and John the dad. So it's awesome. Now, what was great about Embedded is that, so Greg Manzi is supposed to go in and call the second round pick. But there's a trade that gets made, and so now he's not calling the second, but he's there experiencing all the chaos and all that's going on. He's in the room, and, you know, so they're like, you're not going to call the pick yet, but you're going to call another pick, and I feel like they enjoy that even more, to be able to see the process and to see the behind the scene. And all of a sudden Kevin's walking away because he's got to, you know, kind of get on the phone and make, you know, have that conversation, make the trade. So I thought that was awesome. Great job by the Sabres to make that day special for Greg Manzi and his dad. And yeah, it just, it was really cool. So it's just one part of the embedded, though. There's a lot of other parts to that, but that was one part that was very, a great personal touch.
Yeah, it's out now, Sabres YouTube, and check out Sabres social channels, obviously, for, you know, teasers and everything moving forward here as we navigate through the end. We're late July now, Marty.
Late July, officially.
Just wanted you to know that. Yeah, it's it was funny thinking back to the draft as we, you know, teased it there. My thought on night one with the Goo Goo Dolls being there ready to announce, I was like, well, what if they trade the pick? Like, are they still getting a fee? Like, are they still getting paid to be there?
Well, I'll tell you this, the Montreal Canadiens had two first-round picks, and their celebrity, like NBA champion with the Oklahoma City Thunders, got there, and all he did is he went on. We were saying before, why has the NHL not announced a trade? Why is it not official? The players were still
the Dobson deal. Yeah, it was hours earlier.
It was hours later. Why? Because they got this guy, and I forget his name, but Dort, I think, is his last name. He's from Montreal, but he's with OKC Thunder. He came on stage. Gary Bettman says, we have a trade to announce. And then all he did is he pushed the red button, trade, and he walked off stage. That's his job. Got it done. So I think they would have figured something like that for the Goo Goo Dolls to be able to do. But I love, there's a line in there where Jerry Fortin sitting there goes, hey, these guys grew up down the street from me. So Mr. Pegula goes, Goo Goo Dolls? He goes, yeah, they grew up down the street from me. So it's kind of funny.
They were in Nashville this weekend. They're at KeyBank Center, are the Goos, with the Dashboard Confessional on August 9th. Man, they still, it's incredible. If you follow like kind of the amphitheater, the summer concert circuit, it's incredible. We talk about this a lot with players in all different sports, but longevity and consistency and like this built-in. And not that, you know, obviously they just released new material too, but the fact that they can almost bank on, all right, this summer we're going back out and we're doing 30 amphitheaters across the country. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, our good friend Kevin Kennedy was in Nashville last night or the night before to see him. And like, it's sold out. Secondary market is high demand. And you're just like, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible how these bands just have their way of connecting. And honestly, I mean, that's what, you know,
it's great for the starter uppers because they get to play some of these events that are smaller, but they're fun summer concerts. And it's great for these established bands that just want to go have fun and give back to the fans. I mean, my girls went to see Megan Maroney on Saturday night at Terminal B at Outer Arbor. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, like, there was people that had to have been there early in the morning to wait in line to get in. All day,
right? Because general admission, and the reason you do that is you're hoping to stake your place.
Exactly,
you know, because it's GA. So yeah, it's,
but what
those days
great
are gone
venue.
For me. By the way,
Those days are done for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, my parents go. There's a music festival in Quebec City every summer, and like my brother's got the silver passes up front and whatever. My dad is like, not for me. I'm general admission in the hill. I bring a blanket. I sit down. I don't want to stand for 4 hours. That's like those type of things. But Terminal B is a great place for
it
summer
really
concerts. And the weather was beautiful Saturday. Man, there was a lot of people. They were filled, like sold out. It was fantastic for them.
Yeah, you know, it has turned out to be, I think, and hopefully it evolves even more over time. It really turned out well. There were, from what I understand, some concerns with how they were, you know, putting Terminal B together at first, just concern from industry folks locally. And I think for me, as we often try to look at it from the standpoint of like Buffalo attractions, making people feel like, oh, like this is really cool. This is another reason to do this, that, whatever. For me, the access way for the artists coming in, they roll the buses right in behind this kind of open air Terminal B, which obviously was the former terminal building that they stripped down, kept the original frame, and then put the stage in the middle. But their kind of haven back there before the show on the lake, always catching the sunset, the summer sunsets. And every time I've been there, I've been like, there's no way artists can't love this. It's no hassle, easy in, easy out for them. And they just get in a great place visually before they take to the stage. And then you're seeing that serenity kind of in the audience as you're looking out there, because they've been basking in it the whole time waiting for them to come on stage.
It's look, and traffic getting out was great. And I'm not one that...
Well, that's always a work in progress. And it's not just a Buffalo thing, but I'm hoping...
Like, you can go either Route 5, go towards the South Downs. You can go over the Skyway downtown. I actually was more towards the Skyway, so I went Skyway 190 around to the South Downs.
And they've been tweaking this, too, with new entrance ways this year, too. So I'm glad to hear you say that, because that is
so obvious. I went to pick them up, right? So what do? I go to Bison's game, catch a little Bison's action downtown Buffalo Saturday night, go back, park on the side of the road, wait for the concert to be over. Heard a couple of songs in the distance. Yeah. I know the concert's over. Pull up to the front. Boom, boom, everybody in. Let's go. It was pretty easy. That's the one thing. Like, I remember Darien Lake going years ago. Like, that was hard to get out of. Yeah. Like, it's just...
But it's
but
not...
This Terminal B was easy.
You always... And it was capped. I don't know if they've increased the capacity. They capped it last year in the first summer of it around 6,000. There's obviously a little bit of room to grow and manipulate that over time here, but that all comes with logistics and, you know, traffic flow and things like that. But I mean, it's Megan Maroney has just taken such a huge leap, and it was kind of the same thing with the Chapel Roan last year. Like, she was originally scheduled to play Town Ballroom, and then it went off the charts so quickly that she basically then went to six times that capacity for the first ever show at Terminal B. And then all of a sudden it's like a star is born. Like, this venue then was able, we can do this and bring in a little more. And it's nice, you know, kind of middle ground. Obviously Darien's huge, hosts almost 20,000 people when it's sold out. It's a great option. And I never tire of seeing, you know, artists embrace whatever market they're in. And just to bring it back to hockey, that's obviously the goal. You're trying to make the players embrace the market, making them feel like it's a place you want to be. The Jets have done a really good job of this over time for a small market. They got Gabe Vilardi's deal done ahead of arbitration at the tail end of last week. Real quick, as we, you know, try too hard, because I'd rather talk about music here on July 21st, but try to bring it back to hockey. What did you think of Vilardi's deal? I mean, yes, he had a career year. Unfortunate for him, he got dinged up in that Sabres game, as a matter of fact, late in the season. That was James Reimer stealing the show in Manitoba that Sunday afternoon. But Vilardi's got a big price tag now.
He's got a big price tag. It's $7.5 million for 6 years. That's a lot of money. Look, Gabe Vilardi had good numbers last year. He would have been a 30-goal scorer if he had played 11 more games, right? He only played 71, and probably would have been close to 70 points. Do I feel like it works? Yes, I think it works. The Winnipeg Jets are not the type of team that usually have these big money guys, but look, they've had some Kyle Connors, good money guy, Mark Scheifele, Connor Hellebuck, Josh Morrissey. Like,
retired Blake Wheeler.
Yeah, Blake Wheeler retired. They moved on from the Keelers, but they've had some of those guys. So I think that's why they feel like Gabe Vilardi, without Nick Keelers there, maybe take another step forward and goes to 30. You know, 45, 75 to 80 points this year. That's what they're hoping.
And obviously, like a few other situations around the league, Dostal, when we talked about the Ducks, I mean, the second they moved off of Gibson, not that he didn't know this was coming, it's like, okay, I'm clearly the number one, so I'm going to get paid like that. And without Ehlers.
Some teams wait a little longer because Boston traded Ullmark and they waited really long to sign Swayman last year.
And how'd that work out?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So anything else hockey related? Or do you want to go back?
Well, quickly on Embedded too, there's also the part of when they trade JJ Paterka, you know, getting Kesselring and Dona. I thought that was really interesting because the conversations Kevin Adam had with Utah was they weren't going to trade Josh Dome. They saw Josh Dome as part of their core moving forward. But you know what? Like, you have that asset that is JJ Paterka and you're going to trade him. You can ask and demand a certain player. So they got Kesselring and Dome in that trade. That was good. And Jarmo Kekalainen stole the show with a line that basically...
Well, don't give it away.
Oh, okay. It's about Tiger and Stripes and whatever. Go and watch it. It's a good line. And I think, like, I want to use it on the broadcast this year a few times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Copycat, if you will.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a league of copycat.
Yes, so, but in this case, a little more literal. We'll take a quick break.
I'm going to do my Sylvester. Is it Sylvester the cat? Like when he...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And Tweety Bird?
As long as I'm not Tweety Bird, then we're okay. Marty already went over his best and worst of the weekend at the start of the show, but we might do a redo after this on Sabres Live.
With more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Good luck in distancing yourself from your plumbing story, Marty, at the start of the show.
Great tweet by our great people in the control room. Super Mario is out and going to be released soon as a new game on Nintendo. So, yes, I think I may go and play Super Mario all afternoon now.
What else? Thank you, Shannon, for that incredible graphic.
Incredible, Shannon. You're great.
It just looks so good. I just want to look at it. But what did you? What else did you see this weekend that really made you laugh?
Well, I mean, everybody's talking about the Coldplay cam, right? I mean, that is just unbelievable, and all that has come out of it. There's a guy. He said, Yeah, now my wife is not worried that when I go golfing, I can go golfing 5 days a week as long as I don't go to Coldplay concerts, which was awesome. But yeah, Philly Fanatic one. So yeah, that was
Did you get tight with the Fanatic in your time in Philly?
I did go to a game, threw the first pitch, and had a little fun with Jacob. Was just a young kid, so we went, had a little fun with the Philly Fanatic. So it was great. He's one of the best mascots in all sports.
What's the staying power of this Coldplay moment? Are we going to be talking about this at all summer concerts, or will be will this 15 seconds run out here this week?
I think when the NHL and NBA and NFL season starts, it's going to get a second boom, right? Everybody's going to do it, and then it'll slow down again.
Any other best worst?
No, it's your turn.
Oh, wow. Corey Connors. Really great weekend. Finished top 10 at the Open. It was amazing. And on Friday, with four holes left, he was two strokes away from missing the cut. Yeah. He birdied the next two holes, then ended up top 10. So great finish for Corey. We'll try to follow suit tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.